Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by John Herman, U.S. Rate Strategist for MUFG. It's Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, John. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. Let's start with the February employment report. You recently released your preliminary forecast. Can you take our listeners to what you're expecting to see on Friday morning?
Okay, this sounds every time we come to the beginning of the month, the payroll numbers, the ISM, the motor vehicle sales, everything is really, really important. The construction numbers, everything. So it's just another month. And last month, if you recall, we were lower than consensus. We were worried about that California lockdown and the drag on the economy. It turned out that was the case. The number came in even a little bit lower than us. This month, though, we're seeing signs that California has improved. So they let us into the slowdown or the soft patch of the end of the fourth quarter and early part of January and so on. I think they're starting to lead us back out. So our number for payrolls on Friday, we're about 224,000 month on month for total. In the private, we're closer to 217,000. The consensus moved up a lot over the last 3 days. So the consensus was about 180,000 at the beginning of the week. They're now up to 200, but we are at 224, 225. So we're still above the consensus there. Where we're seeing strength is we're seeing strength in education and healthcare. We think we're overdue some recall of workers there. Same with leisure and hospitality. And then in the transportation area, we're looking for some improvement there. And then beyond that, the report gets a little bit more mixed and some of the gains are a little bit more moderate. But in general, this looks like, the way I would describe it is, it should be a good, a solid report, not great, but just solid report first. Secondly, it is the first step of the reopening. So it's not like a gangbuster reopening. It's kind of an incremental first step. Number one, number two, there were some negative factors in the month of February. We had the coldest February going back to 1905 in America. So that obviously is going, may weigh on the overall gain. We also worry about some technical factors about the response rate not being so strong. Number one, and number two, the seasonal adjustment factor may be a little bit high. Those technical issues may restrain the gain also. But in general, the first step, a good solid gain, 225-ish, close to that. And then the next 3 to 4 months, our numbers look amazing. They look like, 400,000 plus for March. In April, 800,000 job gain. Month of May, about another 400,000. And then the month of June, about 500,000. So once, even if the number appears a little bit, moderate tomorrow, I would not panic if you're an investor. Just realize the numbers that are coming for March, April, May, and June in our models are just very, very good. I'm not going to say spectacular, but they are pretty darn close to that.
Okay. So that seems like a pretty good employment report from a payroll perspective. Right. What about the unemployment rate? Are we going to see another large decline? Consensus, once again, is not looking for that.
So here we go again. We are looking for a we're doing some extra tests, but we are our models are showing the unemployment rate should decline 1/10 to 2/10, somewhere in that range. And we're trying to see if we can tighten it up to definitively say, okay, it's down 2/10 or 1/10. But it's remarkable. It's just, we look for another decline, as you were mentioning. Consensus is not looking for decline. And they didn't look for a decline last month and it went down 4/10. So, we're in that pattern. We've been projecting and forecasting a remarkable rate of decline in the unemployment rate, actually a pace of decline that I've never seen in my lifetime. Just spectacular. The speed that the unemployment rate is coming down is just mind-boggling. For the rest of the year, okay, so actually just let's just go from now to midsummer. From now to midsummer, we look for the unemployment rate to go down basically about 100 basis points. So that takes us from 6.3% now down to about 5.3% by early midsummer. So 5.3 at the end of the year, our models are at 3.9%. The consensus is 5.3%. So there's a big difference. The Fed is at 5%. So our forecast, again, we are like 100 basis points or more lower than the Fed or the consensus on the unemployment rate. as the year grinds on. It's just remarkable. So, and if we're right, the payrolls are really pretty strong this year, and GDP is really strong this year, and the unemployment rate falls very rapidly there. If we're right on this, and I think we are, but if we're right, then the yield curve, you know, as you know, should continue to steepen. But the Fed, it's going to be, they painted themselves into a corner. It's like, at one point, do they see enough improvement that they say, wow, we've seen the improvement. We now are going to suggest the tapering. At some point, they're going to say, we think it's towards the end of the third quarter, but we're going to see.
Okay. Well, that all sounds pretty bullish for the economy, you know, bearish for bonds for sure. But let's drill down a little bit. Let's check in on growth. I've heard some crazy numbers, like full year 2021 growth could be as high as 10%. What do your models suggest? And also, let's tie this back to the market. The market came unhinged last week. The curve, you know, in particular. You've been in a yield curve steepener for about as long as I can remember. Update our listeners on the strategic and investment stance. Does it still hold?
Okay, so the short answer is we believe the 230s curve will continue to steepen about another 25 basis points from current levels, with the 30-year yield, believe it or not, backing up to about 2.6%. I know it sounds impossible for many people to believe, but that's what we're looking for. We think the 10-year yield to 210s continues to steepen, and that's where, you know, there's the most room to run if you believe in the steepener or being the 2/10 part of the curve, because 10-year yields, we have those yields in the next 12 to 14 months moving up about, all the way up to about just under 2.2%, which is, again, for some people, that is going to be, you know, very difficult for them to wrap their, you know, head around. But that's the way we're seeing things. That's the way our models are predicting it. So the yield curve, even our models continue to see the GDP, again, the payroll growth we've just described to you, very strong this year. The unemployment rate comes down very, very rapidly. The GDP numbers, okay, our base case, where we're not even really building in, we're building in really about half of the Biden stimulus that's being discussed, and we are at 6.75% for the year. If we fully build in the Biden stimulus, we're over 8% for the year. The consensus, I'm looking at it right now on our screen, the consensus is year on year is 4.9%, 4.9. And as we're saying, we are right now conservatively at 6.75. If we get, you know, a Biden stimulus, let's say 1.6, 1.7, 1.8 trillion, something in that range, then our numbers are going to go over 8% for the full year. And again, the consensus is only 4.9, and the Fed is only 4.2%. So at what point does the Fed just, you know, we can't, we have no credibility. We can't just go out and tell people it's 4% growth. We have to significantly strengthen our GDP numbers. We have to strengthen our payroll expectations. We have to strengthen, or the unemployment rate expectation, you know, strengthen in terms of lowering that and showing that, you know, even less unemployment. And they have to do all these things. And then, you know, when they do it, it's just, it's for people like us, it's going to be like, okay, you've now moved your expectations for the economy. It's clear that with all the fiscal stimulus, you don't need as much, you know, quantitative easing. You just don't need as much. So, because you have fiscal stimulus doing a lot of the heavy lifting. So at some point over the next 6-7 months, I keep thinking that the Fed, Jay Powell, even though he doesn't want to talk about tapering, at some point he just starts talking about tapering, and he just because it just makes sense. So we're gonna have to see. And I know we've been talking about the taper risk, you know, way back in October, October, November of last year, we were talking about it ahead of everybody. We're still talking about it because we see the risk, and we still see it as feeding into the steeper yield curve. Because the Fed is going to just do less purchases, and the market's going to have to pick up the slack, and the market's going to want more of a market determined rate. And that rate is going to be higher given the recovery that we're seeing. So that's how we see the curve unfolding. And it's going to be interesting. It's not going to be a quiet year. You know, we have some accounts, and there are some good friends of us who are saying, gee, if we could just get that structural stagnation again, we get a nice flat yield curve, rates don't do much every year, that's great. I know how to invest in it. It's a nice, easy environment. But the thing is, we're not going to have that this year. We're not going to have it this year. You're not going to have anything that resembles structural stagnation. It's going to be a, you know, pretty strongly driven with a lot of tailwinds, a type economy, and the yield curve is going to be in motion and volatility should remain high in the bond market. So it's going to be an interesting year. We still believe that.
All right. Well, sounds like our investor clients should buckle up. And I would say, yeah. You know, news earlier in the week that we'll have enough vaccines for the entire adult U.S. population.
Fantastic.
That's fantastic, but also very supportive of that view. So
of the view, for sure.
So great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you, John. Great to be with you.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.